This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, March 24th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Monday's mass shooting at the South Boulder King Supers was personal for many of Colorado's elected officials, including Governor Jared Polis. Speaking in front of the fallen officer's patrol car Tuesday morning, he called the shooting a horror and terror for the entire state.
This is a pain that we need to sit with. We can't let ourselves ever become numb to the pain, because we simply can't let this be accepted as anything close to normal occurrence. There's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado.
Polis says 35 investigators from the state are assisting with the case. Chronic wasting disease was discovered for the first time in the Jackson Hole region this winter, alarming wildlife advocates because of the practice of elk feeding in western Wyoming, which some critics say could facilitate a fast and catastrophic spread of the fatal disease. However, shutting down the longstanding feed grounds isn't so easy. KHOL's Will Walkie reports on how local wildlife specialists and feed ground operators are teaming up to try and both mitigate the impacts of CWD and keep elk fed.
Step over.
During the winter months in the Grovant Wilderness, Jay Hogan's mornings sound like this. Each day, he harnesses up a team of horses to a large sled and directs them over to a mountain of hay, which is delivered by tractor at the start of the season. With the help of his daughter, Rita, he loads up the sleigh by hand with a few dozen bales.
Yeah, my leg's tired from kicking them.
Think of yoga. Think of doing yoga.
And starts off into an open field where nearly 1,000 elk congregate.
Go ahead, Rita.
While Jay mans the horses, Rita uses a hatchet to break apart and unload each bale, one by one, off the back of the sleigh for the elk to eat. Hogan has been managing one of 22 feed grounds owned by Wyoming Game and Fish in western Wyoming since 2006. It gets difficult at times, he says. Try lifting an 80-pound hay bale when it's 40 below out. But it's certainly never boring.
And if you get to see a clear day and see the tetons are right there. I mean, look at that line of elk. Isn't that cool?
Humans have been feeding elk in the Jackson Hole region for over 100 years. The practice was put in place to separate wildlife from human agriculture and infrastructure. It also keeps elk alive when snow gets particularly deep in the wintertime and they have less of the natural landscape to feed off of. Hogan says he's seen elk starve before when they get stuck in deep snow.
Them years that winter's deep, they need to be fed. Because more elk will die of starvation than they will disease.
One of the most worrying sicknesses he's referring to is chronic wasting disease, or CWD. CWD was discovered in December for the first time in Wyoming's feed grounds regions in Grand Teton National Park. Similar to mad cow disease, CWD is always fatal, and wildlife experts in the area have reason to believe it's here to stay.
It is a slow-moving disease. It takes a long time to get where it's going, but you know, the fact remains that chronic wasting disease is here, and it's probably not going away.
Brad Hovingay is regional wildlife supervisor for the Jackson region of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. He's been a part of the planning effort to deal with the potential spread of CWD among Wyoming's elk feed grounds for several years. CWD also affects other ungulates, like moose and deer, and spreads through body fluids, such as saliva or urine. Ben Wise is the Jackson Wildlife Disease Specialist for Game and Fish, and he's seen the disease's effects on elk up close and personal.
Their ears droop, they get a weird hair coat, they begin salivating, and yeah, it's not a pretty disease. It's not a quick and kind of gentle death either.
Wise says it can take up to 2 years before an animal succumbs to the disease, and in that time, they can spread it among their herd. Other local wildlife experts, including several biologists, say the feed grounds surrounding Jackson Hole provide perfect conditions for spreading the disease fast and causing a potentially catastrophic epidemic. That's why there are mounting calls and lawsuits demanding that Game and Fish close feed grounds sooner rather than later. But Wise says that's a pretty difficult ask.
We can't just stop feeding cold turkey. The implications of that are dramatic. If we were to just stop feeding, shut the feed grounds down tomorrow, we would be dumping a lot of elk into situations where we don't have the ability to mediate that.
More elk would be on roadways, for example, or getting into ranchers' hay, or dying of starvation. So Game and Fish has said it will likely be at least 5 to 10 years before any feed grounds close. It seems like a lose-lose situation for nearly all parties involved, but experts like Wise and Hovengay are doing all that they can to mitigate disease spread in the meantime, and it all starts back at the feed grounds.
And the bulls don't come in, they stay out, they don't come in as much, they just want to be in the bachelor group.
Hogan's well-oiled routine hasn't deviated much over the past 14 years, but even that's changing to accommodate for CWD risk. He and Rita now methodically drop hay bales off one by one every few yards, rather than all at once or just whenever they can. Wise says that's deliberate.
It's called low-density feeding. If you spread the feed out in kind of a uniform pattern on a larger area, the rate of contact greatly decreases because elk aren't just running up and down a single feed line. They have options of other places to go.
In the spring, when south-facing slopes start to burn off and native foliage gets exposed again, feeders like Hogan also start to drop off less hay.
We slowly wean them off of supplemental feed as they begin using those native winter ranges more effectively throughout the spring.
And in some cases, like with two feed grounds near Pinedale this year, the feed grounds simply won't open at all. Hogan also says he's noticed collaring on elk, with a color-coded system signifying where each animal was originally tagged, in order to monitor animal movements and get a better understanding of the Greater Jackson elk herd as a whole.
The red are here, and the green's the upper green, and blue.
If a hunter shoots an elk, or if it dies in another way, Game and Fish will also retrieve, test, and dispose of it. Wise says tens of thousands of samples have been collected from the Jackson elk herd. Sometimes, as much as 90% of all elk killed in a season are tested in the region.
And by collecting those animals when they die, getting them off the feed ground, and testing them, A, we know whether or not they're positive, and B, we're also keeping the feed ground a lot cleaner.
At the same time, state lawmakers are debating a bill that would define what would have to happen should an elk feed ground need to be closed in the near future. And Hovengay says that's not such a bad thing.
So it's an effort to try to make sure that all the right processes happen should there be a proposal coming from somewhere to close down feed ground.
Game and Fish concedes that CWD may continue spreading in Jackson Hole, just as it has in other parts of Wyoming and the Intermountain West that don't have feed grounds. Hogan says that's because elk naturally come together in the wintertime.
They're going to congregate to here. Just same way with us. We're going to go to where the lunch line is. I mean, they might be on different ridges and stuff, but they're still going to be together.
Much like another certain virus we're dealing with among humans, the question is how quickly, and whether at all, we can get CWD under control. Will Walkie, KHOL News.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.
Hi there, I'm KVNF News reporter Kate Redmond. From the bottom of our hearts, we want to thank all of our members and a big thank you to all the local businesses that kept our volunteers and staff fed and caffeinated during the drive. Rubicon Coffee Roasting, Don's Market, Indigo Autumn, Farm Runners, Rice and Easy, Blended Table, Mountain Oven, Louis Pizza, Southern Bell, Flying Fork, Nito, Jackie Jeffries, Amy Olson, Linda Talbot, Adam Smith, DJ PG, and Crawford Indivisible. Thank you for supporting KVNF.